I wanna continue with studying Mishpatim a little bit. There's a song I want to hear from Yehuda Middle, but I want to start continuing to study Parashas Mishpatim. So let's learn the following pasuk. It says, "Kisira chamar seinacha." If somebody sees the donkey of your, if you see the donkey of your enemy, kisira chamar seinacha. If somebody sees the donkey of your enemy, roivets tachas masoi, collapsing under his load. So he sees his enemy's donkey is completely falling. It's carrying the load and it's not managing. It's roivets tachas masoi. It's collapsing under the load. V'chadalta me'yazev lei. What? Are you going to refrain from helping him? Rashi says, bitmiya, with wonder. V'chadalta me'yazev lei. There's a trap. You're not going to help him? Azoiv tazoiv imai. Now that word azoiv is a very interesting word. Azoiv tazoiv. What does the word azoiv normally mean? Azoiv does it. What does it normally mean to azoiv? What do you say? Somebody said it. Leave. Good Binyamin. Normally azoiv means to leave. Azoivna ben adam azoivna. In the slichais we say on Saim Gedalia. We say, Azoivna ben Adam, leave your derech of chatoim. Azoiv normally means to leave. This is very interesting. Azoiv tazoiv imai. So Rashi's bothered by that word azoiv. And Rashi translates the word azoiv as a lashon azara, to help. Which is very, Ezra asaviseinu. It says azoiv. And Rashi says it means kimay azara. And he brings another pasuk that it could mean to assist, l'sayeya, to help out. And he shows Rashi Rayas that the word could mean, sometimes he brings Rayas that the word could mean, that sometimes it could mean, azayiv, could mean to help. Other mefarshim. The Onklus is a Rishon, argues on Rashi. Rashi says azoiv tazoiv imai means assist. Azoiv means to assist, like azar. It's not the typical translation. Onklus says the word azoiv means tishpoik madbalibchaloi. Azoiv means leave. Azoiv tazoiv, leave imai and help him out. It means leave your hatred. So taka means what the word azav normally means, to leave. And it's saying stop hating him. Azoiv tazoiv, you know, step out of that place of hatred. And imai, and get busy to helping him leave that place of hatred. Azoiv tazoiv, leave that space of hate. It's actually a very important word, and there's so much I want to think about in this pasuk. We're going to get to a lot of things. That alone, Onkelus's pshat is magical. Guys in yeshiva were a place of a lot of honesty, and guys look into places in ourselves and call out things. It's easy to call somebody else out. We're a place that notices things. If somebody just is robotic, so they don't notice their own stuff, they don't know somebody else's stuff. And we're a place that guys call out their own insecurities, they call it out. So then on another person, oh, he's so insecure, he's so this, he's so that. We can relate to somebody from the place of flaw. My son Manny was describing this to me recently. And it like made a very big impression. You can relate to somebody to their place of flaw. You're so observant, you know yourself, you have a certain self-awareness, so you can relate to a loved one, to a parent, to a sibling. You can relate to that place of flaw. And you're like so focused, that's where you're connecting to them. There's the ability to see a person. They're not a walking flaw, there's a mensch, a person. Deeper than every flaw, there's a human being. We spoke this morning that Lashon Hara is called a lie. Because we ask the kashya even on a truth, but it's a lie because it's not their deepest truth. A person's mistakes is not their deepest essence. So you know on a guy a certain flaw, you can get stuck there on relatives. You're like, he's a walking flaw. It's good to know. I'm not saying not to be aware of somebody's challenges, not to make sure not to get hurt from. I'm not talking about that. But then there's the ability to relate past there, to flow, to not get stuck in that space. Not to get stuck. People get so stuck. Function and flourish and send it and let's go. There's a beautiful person. But say that the point of knowing is to move forward without knowing. The point of knowing, good, I know, good, now I have to build the protections, I'm allowed to, but then, and it's so cool that you see somebody you hate, and the Torah says to you, leave that place of hate, I hate him, leave that place, azayv tazayv, and imay, get with the guy, the sin, I get to say that, there's annoyances, we'll see in a minute, it's going to be a bigger chiddush than you think in a minute. But azayv tazayv is the ability to see deeper than the place I'm relating to. And the Torah demands that. It's amazing that you could say, it's incredible to say, stop it. I hate him. You think he's chamar sainacha. He's the chamar of your enemy. You hate him. Sainacha, you're sainay the guy. And the Torah demands from you azayv tazayv. It doesn't say help him with the sinner. That would be a certain form of helping him. You're helping a guy you hate. The Torah could have just said, help him out. The Torah says, leave that space of hate. And help him, help a human being. Leave that. Now we'll discuss that space of hate in a minute, but we have the capacity not to move forward from that space, not to get stuck in that place. And that's what the Torah says, according to Unklus. Now, what I want to ask the Chevra, and amazingly, Manny, it's amazing in this pasuk that Hashem says, if you see the chamar of your enemy falling down, v'chadalta me'yazavlai, you're not going to help him. What's God like a tmiya? What I always see yeshivish min atarim in Olin's right here. It's a shtickle like yeshivish way of talking. What? You're not going to help him? It's like a gishmaka way of talking. Instead of saying help him, God say help him. Help him. I could see a teenager getting very upset. Somebody talks. When you talk too many words in your instruction to a teenager, you don't have to tell me so much. Say it briefly. It's often a lesson in talking, especially you're giving rebuke. Brief. Say it. You could say it in less words. Don't say it in more words. And here, the Torah says, what? You're not going to help him? What's the big kashya, Yehuda? There's a good reason not to help him. Like, don't act shocked. He's my enemy. I hate the guy. If you see the chamar of your enemy, so Hashem should say a chiddush nifla. Hagami's your enemy. Still help him. But say, I'll listen. I'll do it. You know, I could do that. Hashem demands we follow even hard commands. But it doesn't just say help him. God says, what? You're not going to help him? Yeah, I have a good reason not to help him. Like, what are you getting so, Hashem, what are you getting so surprised? I have a good reason not to help him. What's happening in Pshat that God is like shocked at me? If you see the chamar of your enemy under its load, what's your instinct? Of course, to not help him. I hate the guy. Let's be honest. Chamar sainacha. You're talking about a guy that you hate. So you're very mad at the guy. You don't like the guy. You hate him. It's not talking about a guy. You're not the best friends. Welcome home. Tzvi's back from South Africa. Welcome home. Did you tell the country, Sviki, you told the country that we're innocent? You told them?
Yeah, I tried to.
We're very upset at South Africa.
No, they're not very nice to Jews over there. But I mean, you don't really see a lot of anti-Semitism in the community. It's more
you
the
don't.
Government.
They say when you're there that we're not against you, Yidden, we just don't like the country. That's the nusach they say. You ask him?
That's basically what it is.
But they're wrong.
That's what everybody says.
Welcome home, Tzvi. So happy to have you. So Kitzer Chevra, what's Hashem saying here? If anybody in Akiva, the instinct, I hate the guy. I'm so mad at him.
On the contrary, you're going to be happy that he's struggling. You really hate the guy. You're happy that he's struggling.
What Chaim just said, Manny, is what I want to tell the family. And it's something I learned here, and it's changing my life. I want you to hear something.
Yeah.
I promise. I think you're right. I promise you. The Torah is saying something phenomenal. It could change everybody. It's worth it. It's a snow day. The guys are learning. We learned Lashon Hara today. The guys have been here all day. I really thank the guys. I want to learn this with the Chevra. I never told this to Manny. And it's just, it's what Chaim said is emes. This is, listen to Pshat in the Torah. It's Mavur. God says, you see your enemy. And we'll see in a minute. It's going to a guy that it's a mitzvah to hate him. You hate it. The Gemara in Pesachim said, the Torah is talking to a Russia, you hate a Yid. It's going on a guy who did Averis, a mitzvah to him. So watch this. You see the Chamar of a guy, you hate him. You might even be commanded to hate him. But listen to this, please listen. So you see the Chamar of your guy you hate. And it's collapsing. He's in bad situation. What? You're not going to help? Yeah, my thought is not helping. What are you acting surprised? I'm flowing. I'm not going to help him. Yeah, I hate the guy. I'm just being me. I hate him. God should say, help him. What's God like throwing this in? You're not going to help. What are you? What's that? By the way, to tell you how far it goes, I'm going to tell you a wild pshat tava. Listen to pshat, but you have to learn how to learn Torah. Chazal Darsh and Yehuda, I'm going to tell you, Yehuda, I want you to learn this. I owe Yehuda. Yehuda sits here day and night, b'tznius, lifting up the yeshiva, softly helping, encouraging people. I owe you a gift. Yehuda, listen to Pshat. Listen to Pshat. Yehuda, Chazal Darsh and Pshat, but listen how to learn Drash Yosef. David, this bring back, tell Long Beach, listen to this Pshat. Chazal say, the Torah says, you're not going to help him? Says Chazal, it reads the Pasuk different. The Pasuk says, V'chadalta me'azev lay. Says Chazal, sometimes you shouldn't help him. Pashupshat is, you're not going to help him? Help him, azev tazev. Chazal darshan that sometimes you shouldn't help him. When shouldn't you help him if it's beneath your dignity? Said by Aveda, and Rashi brings it here. That if it's beneath your dignity, if the guy's a big Talmud Chacham, it's beneath his dignity, he shouldn't help. If it's going to hurt the Talmud Chacham's dignity, he shouldn't help. That's what Chazal say.
Do you think you're better than other people?
Chazal said, it's not his own cover, the cover of Torah. There's a reason, he's a Talmud Chacham. There's a case, maybe you get somebody else, he's a Talmud Chacham, he shouldn't help. Manny, Frank's like a cash. How did Chazal darshan? You can't learn that in Pshat in the Pasuk. You can't read the Pasuk Avla when you see the Chamar of your enemy falling under its load. V'chadaltam yazav lay. Don't help, help him. The only Pshat is what you're not going to help, it's Betmiya. When it says, there's no other way of reading it. It says, don't help him, help him. If I read the Pasuk Ipshutai, Maishala. The Pasuk says, if you see the Chamar of your donkey fall, collapsing under its load, v'chadalta me'azav lei, don't help him. Chadalta means refrain. Don't help him, azav tazav imai, do help him. Huh? So Rashi saves the day. When it says, don't help him, don't help him! Bitmiya. You have to read it. What? You're not going to help him? That's how Rashi resolves it. Comes Chazal, and they say it means, don't help him. Sometimes you shouldn't help him. But it can't mean that because it said help him. The pshat dovi is that Chazal are not arguing on the pshat. The pshat is what? You're crazy. You're not going to help him. Help him. If you don't have the t'mi, it's ain't a lefi kvaydoi, so then it's not a t'mi anymore. It's only in as much as you meshugi, you're not going to help him. If you have a valid cheshbon not to help him, then you shouldn't help him. They're not arguing on pshat. Because of the pshat, v'chadalta me'azav, you meshuga, you're not going to help him. By ein lefi kvaydoi, you can't say I'm meshuga. So the tyrant, it's not, the drash is not arguing on pshat, only in as much as you're meshuga, so then you should help him. If the cheshbon is, the guy's a Talmud Chacham, it's beneath his dignity, then beseder, then he shouldn't do it. I had a maisa. I was driving to a wedding in Baltimore, Yehuda and Binyamin's town, with a group of Bachram. We were dressed for a chasna, Avila's town, and we were driving there from Durham, We were driving. I was officiating at the wedding. I came a little bit late. Why? A man was driving his truck, and he had pipes on the back of the truck. These long zaftiga pipes. They weighed each one about 100 pounds. And they all fell off his truck to the middle of the highway. And the guy, it was like an exit, a shtickle, like an exit on the highway. You saw it from the highway. The guy was mamish b'chis. It was an older man sitting there, didn't know what to do. He couldn't lift those things. They weighed a crazy amount. He was one guy. People, all his pipes, about 100 pipes are in the middle of the street, 50 pipes. You were there, Aaron? We're in the middle of the street, and cars are just going around him like he doesn't exist. I held, it's like if on an animal I have to like unburden its load, it's like a human being, asif tazi mechayiv to help him out. L'chayr, it was like a chayiv d'araisa, l'chayr. The man was sitting there, it was like b'chayis. We pulled over, 8 guys, most of us were in suits already, and we each got, one by one, we put back all his pipes on his car. The guy felt like, who here was there with me when we did this? That was a couple of years ago, coming from Durham to Baltimore to a wedding, and we put all his pipes back on his truck. The guy, the simcha we gave there, he was by the street, his truck, he doesn't know what to do. We put the pipes back across, we got it on better, it wouldn't fall off. We put all his pipes back on. But l'mais, it's only when you can ask the t'mi, you're not going to help him, it's sugar. You're just driving away, a human being, you don't care. Doesn't matter. Like a guy is there, the man is sitting there, he's a human being, like a person who's bugging out and he can't do it himself, help out. But it's only when it's a tmiya. But if there's a reason, a good reason, you hear what I'm saying, Davi and Pshat?
I feel like if you read a pasuk, just Pasha Pshat, it says that you shouldn't help him.
But then it says Azav Tazavimai.
Read Azav Tazav Pasha Pshat also.
Let's go Rashi Azav, the translation means help.
Rashi,
yeah, let's learn Rashi's pshat. So it says, don't help him, help him. So Rashi's only answer is, it means you're not going to help him? So how did Chazal say something? I'm going with Rashi. So how did Rashi understand? And Rashi brings the Chazal. Rashi brings the Chazal, but sometimes you shouldn't help. So what's going on here? L'chayri Chazal are learning kifi pshat. It's only when it's a t'miya not to help, but if it's not a t'miya. Maskim Yehuda? Now what I ask the Chevra is, what a Chazal saying? What's Hashem saying? You're not going to help? Are you crazy? I'm not crazy. I hate the guy. I'm not crazy at all. You told me to hate the guy. The Gemara Pesachim says we're talking about a guy. It's a mitzvah to hate. So God tells me to hate him and I keep the Torah. You're going on a guy. It's a mitzvah l'snaisai. The guy was over like the worst averus, a murderer. And it's a mitzvah l'snaisai. So you're going on a guy, he's a horrible guy. You told me to hate him. And then I say, are you crazy? I'm not crazy, I just hate him. Now I don't mind. I'm not Hashem, I'll listen to your commands. They put aside your hate. The Seder. But the whole pasuk is so shver. How do you some pasuk on that you teach a little kid? Teach your son. If you hate a guy like crazy, you're not gonna help my son. I like honesty. Say, I know you. I say, I know you don't want to help him. I get you. Like I feel you. I feel you. You have to be realistic. You feel the guy. Why would God tell me that you're not going to help him? Are you crazy? Can I give an example, Chevra? Did you ever learn Torah and a Rebbe says like, you do a dika chazal, everybody knows, you never heard the chazal. I always feel so badly. He says, you do a dika known chazal. I never heard it. I'm 49. I feel like so, I look around the room like, am I the only guy like never heard this? I always feel badly. When God tells me you're supposed to feel this way, I don't feel that way. Everybody feel, not me. God's talking to me, knows my feelings. I hate the guy. I was even commanded to hate the guy. And Hashem says, what? You're going to think like a ke'ilu? You have a thought? Not, yeah, I have many thoughts not to help him.
Your basic human instinct is to help someone. And then like, you're specifically going out of your way to not help them.
Yeah. What I want to say, what you said, what Chaim said, and it's emes, is that the deepest place of us loves another person. I'm saying this, I'm working to this. I'm not like saying a vart. It's not like cute. Yehud, you said it way too easy. Chaim struggled with it. You said it too easy. Because I don't feel it. And you don't always feel it either. Think about a guy you don't like. You know what I mean? I don't want to say a vert so easily, like a schmack. Because I haven't uncovered that. I meet people I don't seem to like. And what Hashem's saying is you do. Now, I don't want to say that easily. I want to struggle with that. Do you know what I mean? Because I don't want to say, because we hurt people. We all hurt people. And Hashem is saying that you could find it in you to like him. That's what, but Yehuda, what's said here is a davar nifla. See, to say to me, what, you're not going to help him?
If everyone so far like say that you should like him, you should take and like him.
So that Uncle says, leave that place of hate. That's what Uncle says. But I want, Avi, what's said here remarkably, that Hashem says, what, you're not going to help him? I'm shocked yet. What are you shocked at? I thought otherwise. I hate the guy. It's saying that there's a place in you. It's saying that when you think not to, it means there's that space in you that wouldn't entertain not helping him. It means the deepest, most natural place, the most natural place that we have blockages. The natural place is an affinity to another person. I believe increasingly that the deepest place in us loves other people. There are blockages. I believe a person has the avais in him. And I believe that's to say to a guy who's looking at somebody he hates, so you're not going to help him? Yeah, I mean, it's saying that that in the deepest place, it's a tmiya not to help him. And you're shy to that. What?
I feel like even, not just deep, but even instinctively,
You see a person, you have to, work to hate and pleasure. So, Manny, is that mivur here? I'm asking a bomb cash v'chadalta. You're not going to help him. What's Hashem's shot? I hate the guy, and I'm supposed to hate the guy. What is the tmiya? You're not going to help him? Tell me to help, and I'll do it. But don't act surprised. Don't act shocked that I've thought not to. What it says to me is that the natural place is to help and to like. Where it has to be, you're not going to help him. Don't put in that blockage. There's a deep. It's not just saying it's safely to help him. It's saying what you have it sad not to. You need to put something in not to. There's a pashtus and a deep sense of wanting to assist another person. It's your brother. It's not your brother. But it means we're shaykh to that. Otherwise, it's the strangest thing to act surprised. You're not going to help him. Now we have to find that place. And by the way, we have blockages on the leg. We have to cure the blockage. But that's what I think. I think that Avos Yisroel is built into us, like all the loves. It's very built into us. It's built into us. Now we have blockages. We have something, my own insecurity, and I can work on that blockage. But then it's shayach to say, well, you're not going to help him. There's the natural, deepest place. Otherwise, what's Hashem acting surprised? I'm not going to help him. I hate him. You told me to hate him. What do you say, Rebezi? There's something here. There's a belief I have that the loves are in us very stark. It's a belief. People try to fight. How do I get that? It's in you. You almost have to cure things. You have to remove blockages to get rid of it. We have Avos Hashem in us. Right? I've said over, I cast him out and spoke at one of his son's brisim. Precise, I should say, Rebezi. But he spoke at the bris of one of his children, and I remember he said that it says Hashem is mal our hearts, and we love Hashem. And he said that means that the love is in our hearts. There's a blockage. There's an arla salev that blocks the ava. And when we remove the blockages, then we go back to the ava that's very instinctive. And I say to loving another yid, there's a natural. Hashem created us a natural, the love of brothers. The love of brothers that a person could tap into, that's very natural. I think parents, by the way, it's a big hack of life. And on parents, it's pashut, and I think you could do it on a friend, on another yid. On parents, a parent's angry at a kid. She's human. One day you can be angry at your kid. Do you know you don't have to fight off the anger? You could actually dig in and find your ava. You're like, oh, I'm so mad. You could almost say the word my son, think about the dreams of having a son. All of a sudden, you could actually tap into the ava that's there. And I say that about another yid. There's an ava. He's the yid. My brother, say it a few times. It will flow in you. That's the best chitzaynis meris apnemius. My brother. My brother. It's there. The ava to another yid is natural. To the point that you could see your enemy and God's going to say, what? You're not going to help him? You're crazy. He's my enemy. You're crazy because the most natural, deep place is your brother. You're acting weird. They don't fight your brother. It's interesting. Two brothers could be in the biggest fight. Somebody attacks your brother. All of a sudden, the brother is the biggest defender. What happened? It was Ma'ir. He's my brother. You forget. You forget he's your brother. It's Ma'ir. He's your brother. I saw in Svarim, it says on the brothers of Yosef, they hated him, Meirachik. From a distance, if you're like Messiah Das, that he's your brother, you could hate him. Pull him close and remember he's your brother. Like, what? The mashal I have, and I've seen this, sometimes a guy is not in yeshiva and he like annoys you for some reason. All of a sudden he becomes one of the yeshiva, all of a sudden you love the guy. He has the same nakud and you find it endearing. He's on your team now. People have this in sports. There's an agitator. Patrick Beverly, everybody hates except when he plays on your team. When he plays on your team, he's such a geschmackster. The same thing that annoys him, but he's your team. And there are many things like that on the court when he's a fremd, stuff you don't like him. When he's your team, at the point where you're that the guy is on your team, at the point that you come to that place, he's on your team. You just like him. He's on your team. And the natural deepest place, and we could tap into that. I'm not saying a fart, and I'm not saying it's easy. I'm saying that we could tap into something. It's interesting. Instead of Yehuda, I hold their cases. We try to flex. I'm going to hold back my anger. You can actually like dig deeper and find something. Parents could like, I told parents during Corona, people were in each other's close proximity a long time. And people were struggling. I know families were struggling, parents, to be patient with their kids. I told parents, don't try harder to like more patience. Tap into more love. Say more times during the day, my zun, my son. My son, my son. My precious son, my son. Say it more times, my son. Say, my son, say the words. It's ma'ir something. It brings out something. It connects you to a truth. I'm not... Yeah, yeah. And it works. Chaim even says, Lefi Unklus, says, Azayv Tazayv, forget the hate. Imai, get with him. It's saying this is Shaykh. A second ago, I hated him. But Imai, it's Shaykh, such a thing. What do you say, Daiv, to this? I think it's true. There's some. I'm not saying, if you heard a cute vart, please leave today. I'm not saying a cute vart. I'm saying something that I've learned from the guys in the yeshiva. You could dig into deep places in us. Anybody's walking out of here, say, you don't know. Manny, what do you say, Manny? Are we on to something?
I feel like it's cool that it's teaching us this when your friends struggle. Maybe then like, you like realize that that's not
really
doing
anything,
so then you
discover it. It's a very good point. Is that a goof for a time that it's easier to tap into this?
I think you realize that it's not about him. Vulnerability, like,
man, he's so right. I didn't even think about that. Your friend is like going through a crazy hard time. Is actually a good time to like, you're not going to help him. That's what Chaim and you just said. Your instinct is to help him. I have seen cases. I actually have seen this. I didn't think what Manny was saying. Now go a guy you dislike, even it's a mitzvah to dislike, and he's going through hardship. You almost deep down, you do have rachmanis for him. You try to like not, but like deep down, like, poor guy. I want to be happy that he's, but you're not. This mamish the scenario. Maybe it helps you seeing him struggle. There's a whole other idea I want to speak about, something, an old thing. But Ein Beis Medrash B'li Chiddush. This year, when I saw this pasuk in Mishpatim, this area that Hashem said it's a pella, you're not going to help him. I think that's a pella. If you don't like my answer, please don't accept my answer, but explain to me a pasuk in the Torah. God said, you see the donkey of your friend, you're not going to help him? Yeah. Like, I think so. Unless you tell me to. And God says, help him. Okay, I'll listen to you. But why do you act surprised? Why do you make fun of me, God? You're not going to help him? Not yet. That was my instinct to not help him. And Hashem, like, mocked that. Avram, you hear what I'm asking? For God to say to you, you see the donkey, your enemy, and God to say, help him, I have no kashrus. Good. Mitzvah, we keep mitzvahs, even hard ones. Yisrael, you see your enemy struggling, you help him out. God's mitzvah. But God to say to you, what? You're not going to think of not helping him? Why is God being so critical of me? Yeah, I'm going to think of not helping him. He's my enemy. He doesn't just say help. Hashem is matmi on you. You're going to think, the chadalta, are you not going to help him? Yeah, I, of course I'm not going to help him. He's my enemy. You're the kasha I'm asking, Avraham? Could you ask your father that kasha? Ask your father that kasha. Why is God surprised I wouldn't help him? He doesn't just say help. Hashem like gets me. It's the difference, chevra. If I would tell the guys, every single guy, you have to wake up 6:30 tomorrow morning. For some reason, everybody wake up. If it's very good you tell the guys. You're going to say, chevra, you have a tzad not to get off a shachris. Are you crazy? Yeah, if it's sad, that's hard for me. When you say things like that, I just think you don't know me. I told the guys before, in a schmooze, a Rebbe says, I can't believe somebody would dream of waking up late. Okay. So it's a terrible schmooze, because he doesn't relate to us. We have the Nisayan. What do you want me? See, I have nothing to teach me. Right?
I'm sorry.
Mask him?
Shocking that I'm acting weird, but you can't, like...
You know what I'm asking? So Hashem here does that move. Who do you hear the kasha? It's a pillar. God doesn't say help. He God expresses, are you crazy that you're not going to help?
Yeah.
Right, Russ? Is Rai Russ? I saw Rabbi Russ. What do you hold of this kasha? Rabbi said, let's ask Rabbi Russ our kasha.
Rai Russ.
Ezzy, let's ask Rabbi Russ, is an honest person. Does this pasuk get you? It's your enemy's donkey. God says, help him, I'm good. But God's matmi on me. You're not going to help him? Yeah, of course I'm not going to help him. I hate him. Shh, let's hear Rabbi Russ, Chevra.
Yeah, that's hard. Can't believe you can't hear Rabbi Russ.
Who's the loy? Loy is the animal? The loy, Uncle Zicha learned the loy is the owner. Because he says, take what you had on him and help him. So the loy, Uncle is learning the loy is the guy, is the same as the emoi. Azav loy, help him. You're not going to help him. L'chayrim means the owner. So on that, yeah, of course I'm not going to help. I hate him.
How can Uncle say that you should leave the hate if Hashem commanded you to hate him?
Ooh, I like that. Binyamin just asked, God commanded you to hate him. So how could Uncle say, leave the hate?
I don't understand.
God commanded me to hate him. What do you mean, leave the hate?
Didn't say leave the hate.
According to Douglas, said leave date.
That's why he
said. That's what Azai means, leave date. So just during this few minutes, then go back to hating him. So for a few minutes, leave the hate.
Having the love is
I, so it leads to a Taisvis Binyamin. Taisvis asked, "What? So that's what I would explain." Taisvis asked another Kashavi. Taisim Bab Mitziya asked the following Kashavi. The Gemara in Pesachim says, how are we talking about a Yid hates another Yid? Yid's not allowed to hate another Yid. Atu birshi, asking, are we talking about a Russia here? If you see the Chamor of the one you hate, you're not allowed to hate anybody. So says the Gemara in Pesachim, it's a going on a guy that it's a mitzvah to hate. Gemara in Pesachim. Frek taisim ba mitziya, the Gemara in Bab Mitziya says, this Pasuk's talking about prika, an animal's collapsing. It's roi v'stachas masa, and you help him unload. The Torah also speaks about te'ina, helping somebody load. Ask the Gemara in Bab Mitziya if there's two animals on the street. One needs help loading and one needs help unloading. Which comes first, Avram? Who said unloading? Good Maishla, unloading. Why is that true? because one animal's in distress. They're both mitzvahs of chesed, but unloading prika comes before tina, because in prika an animal's sar balachai, so prika comes before tina. Gemara bab mitzvah. Says the Gemara, but if my enemy needs tina, my enemy needs help loading, and my friend needs help with prika, then tina comes first. Why? Luck of es yitzray to overcome your yitzhara. Since you hate him, do something for him to overcome your yitzhara. That's what. So even though normally prika comes before tina, but if your enemy has tina and your friend has prika, do tina first. Luck of es yitzray to overcome yitzhara. Frek taisim b'metzia, overcome my yitzhara. I'm supposed to hate him. Mitzvah is so nice, but I'm overcoming my hatred. I'm supposed to hate him. So why does it say to do my enemy first to overcome my Yetzara? I'm supposed to hate him. Avramu. Taisis. Says Taisim Bab Mitzvah that since you hate the guy, what happens back? We learned the Pasuk yesterday. Kimayim panim lepanim kein leiv b'nei adam la'adam. What did we learn yesterday? That if you feel about somebody, they feel back about you. Says Taisvis. If you hate him, he hates you. Now you hate him because he hates you. That hatred you're not allowed. And that's what it means you have to overcome. Because you hate him, he hates you back. That now you hate him because he hates you. That you have to overcome, you have to stop. That's the luck of his yitzvah. We're going on a guy, it's a mitzvah to hate. But because you hate him, he hates you back. And because he hates you back, now you have a new sin in your heart. You have to conquer that. Now, what's that new sinner? It's got to be you never really hated him. It's got to be. The new hatred's personal. The old thing is some gedder of I hate what he does, but I don't really hate him. Some way, it's not a real hatred of a person. What? That's very good. The azayv, tazayv, the sinner, brilliant, pshat. Chai, that's brilliant. Chaim asked on Unklis, said azayv, tazayv means leave the sinner. It's Azayv. Should say Azayv Imai. Azayv the sinner and help him. It's Azayv Tazayv. Chaim brilliantly says, Lefit Taisvis, there are two sinners you're leaving. You're leaving the mitzvah of snice and you're leaving the sinner that you created because he hates you. Brilliant. I never heard that pshat in Unklis. I have a friend who learns Unklis Shtark. I wouldn't be shocked. You have to look Chari Aaron. If anybody says, if who cares? It's a good pshat, Menach, no? That's the Azayv, Tazayv is Unklis. What's the double? Azayv, Hasina. What's the Azayv, Tazayv? Chaimel says, once you learn this tice, this is probably what Unklis means. Leave the double hatred, because they're two hatreds. And mitzvah is nice, and because you hate him, he hates you. You have a second hatred. Both hatreds, leave. You're extra. Then it's that one, if you're supposed to leave that. That's. But vice versa, when you help him, you can't help him from that place of hating him. Beautiful pshat. Emestik of pshat. You have to write that one down. Azayv Tazayv of the Unklis is both hates of Taisim B'Metziah. Brilliant pshat. But this vart of the profound love that was supposed to have for all Yidden, the Taimir Dvaira, the Ramak, from Moshe Kordova writes that Hashem loves Rishayim and so should we. Their Chazal, they are supposed to be Sinei. Ayave Hashem, Sinura, lovers of Hashem hate evil, but not the doer. They hate the Ra, not the doer of Ra. People are good. People are good. People are good. I was there in the mirror when a person was looked at as not a good mensch was nifter, and Rav Volbe, one of the greats of our generation, says, I'm bitzar for the neshama. He said it in front of over 1,000 people. He said, I'm bitzar for the neshama. So he said, the soul is precious. I'm bitzar for the neshama. The deepest place of the person. Now, it's true, Ibud Risha Imrina. There's something called Rishus, but there's a deeper place. And I'm not talking theoretically. The Torah HaKadosha says that luck of a Yitzhak, stop hating him. And he hates you because you a little bit hate him. Now your hate is not deeply to him. And that extra hate you have back, knock it off. Knock it off. That's a personal zach. That knock off. There's a rad. There's an inyan he represents. Again, the men shalein, the person himself. Duby spoke about this morning, about when people do something wrong. The men shalein, the person himself, that's wonderful. Duby, what are you tying it to this? What do you say? It's hard. It's like a hard get. I like the guy. Look, where do I find... Well,
I'm saying you're supposed to always hate someone there as they do. So what's like the extra mitzvah by Russia that you hate?
So what's the difference between Yisrael? That's a good question. What's the difference? Like these mitzvahs, that it's a mitzvah l'snoisa. What changed over the smallest avera that I never liked avera? Valid. I don't know the answer. What'd you say? Like there's some Yeah, I don't know. I'm not pretending. There's something called the Russia, and it says a mitzvah to hate him, and I don't. But clearly, there's some level of hate you don't have because you're supposed to break that hate. So there's something. I don't know what that is. For years, I haven't figured that out. What the hate is and isn't, I don't know. I mamish don't know, Dovi. I don't want to pretend. I don't want to like force a pshat. There's something called the Russia and a Ibud Risha and Rina. So I don't want to. I don't know. I want to admit I don't know. I want to speak about that here. There's some vert that your Lakov has some type of hate that's personal. So there's clearly a. What'd you say? I didn't answer that, Gosh. No, that I was saying that deep down, we have a tremendous ava for the next person. It's got to be the deepest place in us. Otherwise, you can't say what you're not gonna help him. It's got to be that deeply the innate thing is to help the other person. That's like got to be true. I think that's pashup shot in the Torah, that the innate thing is to help another person. I actually think you could tap into that. So that's just a little eon on this incredible pasuk of Kisir Chamar Seinacha. There's a few things I wanted to do. We passed by Rosh Chodesh, and Yehuda had a song on the vert Shleima said a pshat in our base medrash, Ma'ashiv Lashem, Kol Tag Mloy Yoloi. Shleima said pshat that the Ma'ashiv Lashem is the kasha. How do I thank Hashem? And the answer is Kol Tag Mloy Yoloi, that I absorb his kindnesses. By absorbing it, by chapping what Hashem's trying to say, I'm into you. I was trying to tell you I'm into you. Kol Tag Mloy Yoloi. Yehuda had a song on these words. Can we play that song, Yehuda? Yeah, try. Hello. All of your kindness. Oh, nice.
Isn't that beautiful?
Very nice. Chaim, could you and Shlomo do the second to new Azusha? The fast one.
That was nice. That's you? That's you?
I don't want to say the words because you're going to ask what they mean and I don't know.
I like that a lot.
I'll back down.
I like to use all the chords that I want to figure out how to use, but I never can. Got the D minor, got the D major. That's very nice.
Yeah.
A sec.
Check out this one. Tzviki, this one's for you. Listen to this one. You're the sick, I'm sick. What the hell? Maishal, you sing this one.
I showed her a new one that's very similar to this one. I'll show her every.
You are not
a
lotus, but
let's start
Don't leave me alone. Don't leave me on my own. My brother Meir Simcha was intrigued. Rudy, my brother was intrigued that the Argentinian president, newly elected, comes to the Kaisel. He announces to the whole world that I want to convert. He said, I'm interested in conversion. I want to become a Yid. Expresses his love of the Jewish people. Expresses like tremendous solidarity. His that he's with Am Yisrael. And a few hours later, in a complete miracle, two Yidden from Argentina are rescued from imprisonment. Who knows? What do we know? He davens at the Kaisel, he expresses a Kiddush Shemayim, and two Argentinian kids are released. Who knows? I don't know. What do I know?
Hashem, conspiracy theorists. Everyone's
Rebbeinu Shalom runs the belt.
Yeah.
Let's sing every year. Two beautiful yid now. Good Ma'arav Ahad, bro.
I was thinking the same thing. You're like, or like, everyone's like, yeah.
Like, two events.
I need to do like the new version. I don't want more. Oh, should we do the new version? Did Rebbe see the new one?
I
want to
hear any new.
I mean, no, that's not.
Thank you. so pure.
It's kind of like a Zusha song, like a little differently though. It's pretty much saying, wow, fall down, I got you, I got you. Hashem has us, your friends have us, everybody's like, you got your back, you know?
Just fall down, oh, 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 oh. Just fall down, I'm here. Just fall down, I'm here. I'll be brave if we your face be the blink if we your tears when they're falling down. Just fall down, I'm here. In the shadows far and near, in the fog and in the clear, oh, oh. Just fall down, down. Just fall down, down. Just fall down, down. Oh, 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 down, down. Just fall down, down. Just fall down, down. Oh, 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 oh. I'm always by your side. I'm your ride or die. You bring me back to life, and I am here for you. We fall down, that's just life. Hard to see wrong from right. I'll pick you up tonight, cause I am here for you now, now. Just fall down, down. Just fall down, down. Oh, down, down. Just fall down, down. Just fall down, down. Oh, 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 oh. I'll be here. I'll be brave before you face me. Thank you for your tears when they're falling down. down, just fall down. I'm here in the shadows far and near, in the fog and in the clear. Oh, 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 oh. I'm always by your side, I am your ride or die. I'll pick you up tonight, cause I'm here for you. We fall down, that's just life, hard to see wrong from right. I'll pick you up tonight, cause I'm here for you now, now. Trust fall down, down, trust fall down, down. Oh, 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 down, down. Trust fall down, down. Trust fall down, down. Oh, 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 cause I am here. I'll be brave before your fears, be blinking for your tears. When they're falling down, just fall down. I'm here in the shadows, far and near, in the fog and in the clear. Oh, oh. Just fall down, down. Just fall down. Just fall down, down. Oh, oh, oh. Just fall down, down. Just fall down, down. Just fall down, down. Oh, oh, oh.
Play another.
That was awesome.
Play the
other one. Look at me in the eyes. Yeah, one other one. Yo, I know. Oh,
private job. Look me in the eyes. Tell me all the truth you tried to hide. Tell me all the things that you deny. It's time to open up, cause it's building up inside. Tell me that it's okay that I can cry. Show a little weakness, you're made inside. Let it all pour out. What do you want from me? A little honesty. Who is the hardest part? Bring it to life what you kept in the dark. You tell me it's the only way to move on and feel okay. And what you say, you told me, who it will set you free. Look me in the eyes, tell me all the truth you try to hide. Tell me all the things that you deny. It's time to open up, cause building up inside. Tell me that it's okay that I can cry. Show a little weakness, you're inside. Let it all pour out. Oh, 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 oh. What do you want from me? A little honesty. Oh, that's the hardest part. Bringing life what you kept in the dark. Tell me it's the only way to move on and feel okay. And what you say, you told me, oh, it will set you free. Look me in the eyes, tell me all the truth you try to hide.
Tell me all the things that you deny. It's time to open up. Cause building up inside, tell me that it's okay that I can cry. Show a little weakness, human side. Let it all pour out. Oh, 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 oh.
Thank you, Hebrish. Second say there, then. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're an inspiration.
Yeah, thanks. There's way too many other things, but tomorrow will be another day.